Sacred Anatomy Energy Medicine Procedure, removal of a complex karmic wound. This is practical use version. Determining a complex karmic wound. At the edge, with permission, begin diagnostic data collection. Determining a complex karmic wound by dowsing yes or no. Taking the pulse and conducting an interview to learn about what has been happening in their life. Ask specifically about long-term and lifelong patterns of reaction and behavior that have caused difficulty. Then ask what they're wrestling with currently. Make a note of any emotions they track and list. Throughout the procedure, track percentage of awareness of the wound. The location is one of the first things you will want to find. Locate the wound in a layer or multiple layers. Determine the specific strata or stratas of the layer or layers. Determine the location of the historical or initial wounding. Time travel to the exact day, year, and month, and the exact time of the wounding. Travel backward in time from the present. Write it on a piece of paper. Long distance, ask the client to write it down for themselves. Emotional content, any emotions that come up are worth looking at. Listen to the client. Determine how many words apply or emotions apply. Find out which words or emotions are held in the wound. Establish time and date for each word. And douse to see if the emotions expressed during the interview are applicable. Check percentage of awareness of the wound as you determine emotions to see their impact. So now the people content. Ask the wound by dowsing how many people are contained in it at the specific time and date. Check the percentage of awareness of the wound and see how it changes. People content identification is important. Determine how many people the client's aware of at the time of the wounding. Determine who each person is to the client at the time of wounding. So you're going to look for a couple of things. Determine the number of entities in the wound. And then for each entity, determine their sex. Is it estrogen or testosterone? Their age from 0 to 120. And then dial in the exact age by counting upwards. So make sure it's not just an approximate. It has to be exact. Next, you're going to look at relationships in the past life at the time of the wound. So are they friend, family, foe, community member, stranger, perpetrator, victim, or member of a battle? Next, relationship in the current life. Who is trapped in the wound with them, what their relationship is now, and were then? The client will usually know the people in the wound, and they will usually be in their life currently looming large. Wait for the client to say who they are. Your job will be to validate their knowingness with your sensing and dowsing skills. Continue to check percentage of awareness of the wound. Readiness for removal when you have all the information, douse to see if the wound is ready. If it's a yes, proceed to removal. If it's a no, go back to emotional content or people content and reassess. You will have either missed something or new information will be available that was not earlier. Check the percentage of readiness as you bring new information into the discussion. For removal, check for 100% readiness for removal. Determine removal by dowsing the list. It should already be lifting spontaneously just by bringing it to consciousness, so it'll be quivering or shaking, moving a bit. You can douse for a complete release with one of the following: physical removal, sound, meditation, or combination of some of those. For physical removal, it's the same as required for a simple karmic wound. You may need to condense it to remove it, but you take the entire wound out in one movement. Do not remove it in pieces. To condense it, use focused intention to simply press it into a smaller size. The wound will get heavier and thicker, and the client may actually experience discomfort. Do not become distracted by their experience of the wound. Stay at your edge and proceed. Stick your light fingers around the wound and lift it out of the structure into the universal. Remember, no vent is required. Dissipate the wound by clapping your hands and check for 100% release. For sound, douse which kind of sound is the best. Bells, clapping, rattles, occasionally, and in rare circumstances, yelling may be required. Make the sound in the area of the wound and do it until you feel the shift. Check for 100% release. Just an FYI, usually for long distance healing, I find clapping to be most effective. Meditation. Lead the client to a safe inner place, out of doors in nature is usually best. Have them find a comfortable place to sit, stand, or lie down in the safe space. Beings will approach them, their old good friends, lovers, companions. These are the people in the wound, and they should look the way they look now. Have the meditation take them to a peaceful place and resolution where each one of them apologizes and asks forgiveness. So the client can move down a line of all of them and be able to extend forgiveness and take in their apology and forgiveness. Do this in whatever way is the easiest for you to support them. Bring in color, sound, smells, descriptions, but not so much that they cannot be creative about the location and the contents of the space. The apologies and forgiveness should be done silently. Have them indicate when they're complete, and lead them gently back out of the space into the room. If you're using a combination, which is sometimes required, allow yourself to be inspired. The energy working with you is the energy of the sacred anatomy angels. Don't worry, you'll know exactly what to do. So work in tandem with the client. Accomplishing forgiveness is important. Some people sometimes need to know that a current life perpetrator is not off the hook for some evil behavior. People sometimes need to know that a current life perpetrator is not off the hook for some evil behavior. Tell your client this person must still shoulder their own karma, responsibility for their bad actions in all lifetimes. Forgiving them is not forgetting what they did. It is letting you off the hook. It is them letting themselves not carry the weight of the karmic wound any longer. Forgiving others means the client can forgive their soul, not their actions. You check the percentage of completion and only end at 100%. Then you need to rebuild. So pack the empty wound with high tier, 3 or 4, UL&L. Bring in harmonizing the layers, and you might even check at that point for replenishing energies that you might need. And finally, the ending protocol. Clean up by staying at your edge and immediately washing your hands. Suggest a salt and soda bath, protein and water for post-procedure direction. And make sure you have a follow-up plan for after the session. Check for imbalances always, and those imbalances that keep arising and emerging, because sometimes things can be covered by large wounds and they will emerge later. So when you're setting your appointment, make sure to take that into consideration. 2 to 4 weeks is usually what I recommend. All right. Good luck.